Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Do you need heavy equipment or farm equipment? Look no further than Southern Equipment and Parts in Laurel. We have a wide selection of new and used equipment from many top brands. We also offer parts, service, and rentals. Whether you're a contractor, farmer, or just need help around the house, we have what you need. Southern Equipment is your one-stop shop for all farm and heavy equipment. Visit us at 5237 Highway 84 West and southernequipparts.com or call 601-651-4555.
All pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, the 2024 Sun Belt Baseball Tournament is underway. The Super Talk Eagle Hour is here in downtown Montgomery to cover every exciting moment of it. The Golden Eagles and Coastal Carolina are just underway. Golden Eagles retiring. The Chanticleers in the top of the first inning with Billy Odom on the mound and the Golden Eagles set to come up to bat. What better way to kick off our coverage of the tournament? We're very honored to have Dr. Joe Paul, president of the Southern Miss, here with us. And we can't thank you enough, Dr. Paul. We really appreciate it.
Well, I'm happy to be here with you. I try not to miss many baseball games, and this postseason is a really special time. So we're at a beautiful ballpark. We've gotten up to a great start, and I'm looking forward to touching the trophy on Sunday. These young men are going to win.
I hope, in fact, you do, Dr. Paul. I see you at every baseball game. We sit fairly close to one another. I not only see you at the games, I see you really enjoying yourself. You're a big sports fan, are you not?
Well, I certainly am. I'm a huge fan of all Southern Miss sports. I grew up playing baseball, so it's nearest and dearest to me. Coached it in the youth leagues when my son was growing up. So just love the rhythm of it, the pace of it, the intricacy of it. And it's just a great way to spend an afternoon.
Well, there's really no better way. How important, in your view, Dr. Paul, are athletics to a university like Southern Miss?
Well, for the University of Southern Mississippi, Division I athletics is absolutely critical to who we are. Athletics, along with the arts, represent our front porch. It invites people in. It invites people back home in terms of homecoming. And so to have competitive programs builds the brand, builds awareness, helps us recruit students, helps us to retain students, and to retain a relationship with alumni throughout their lives. So, just the joy of the sport for the young men and women that are able enough to play it is enough to be a part of our mission because they learn so much. But it's so much more than that. It's absolutely critical to who Southern Miss is.
Dima Bixit is here with me in Montgomery covering the tournament. Dima, I'm sure you've got some questions for Dr. Paul.
Yeah, Dr. Paul, just thanks for joining us again. Mr. Bob just talked about it, about how involved you are with the athletics. Why is that? Why are you so involved with it? Just expound on that more.
Well, selfishly, I enjoy it. You know, whether it's women's basketball or football or whatever activities I can get to, it's a lot of fun. And, I raise my kids around it. My son, who's 31, living in Tallahassee, will be watching on ESPN Plus today. So that's on the self side. But I also think that it's important for a university president to be present, to be present and show enthusiasm because... players, right? And a lot of turnover in the pitching staff. So he's been remarkably adaptable. And, you know, for a first-year coach, it's just incredible.
Yeah.
Other sports as well, Dr. Paul. I know you're a big fan of that. The basketball announcement, that's a big step for the university.
Yes. So thanks to the voters in Hattiesburg and our very able mayor, Toby Barker, we've been able to collect some tourism tax that will enable us to do a $35 million renovation in addition to Reed Green Coliseum. And that work should start sometime in 2025. We'll have a practice facility, a total makeover. We'll bring seats closer to the court and have a beautiful facade and main entrance. It'll be transformational, not only for the basketball program, but for our university, for special events, for concerts, for the city. It's a remarkable thing, and we're excited about it.
And basketball can be a huge revenue generator for an athletic department, correct?
Oh, absolutely. You know, if you get to the NCAA tournament, it's like the gift that keeps on giving. There's like a five-year payout, and every time you advance from 64 to 32, it just continues to multiply. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, it's a sport that we have excelled in, and we can again.
All right, update, finish the first inning, 0-0. Pitchers right now dominating the game, but obviously very early. Dr. Paul, Southern Miss in general, give us a report. What's the health of the university, and where do you see the university in the next 5 years?
Yes. Well, I can tell you that every measurable positive indicator is up. Enrollment is trending up. We're going to have another record freshman class in the fall. Alumni engagement, the number of alumni that are engaged, the number of alumni that are coming to events is up. Private giving is way up. Season ticket sales and athletics. So, again, virtually everything you can look at is trending in the right direction. And, you know, what we've been able to do is sort of reawaken what I call the Southern Miss spirit, our special culture, which is a culture of grit, where we set audacious goals, we punch above our weight, and then we never give up and we never give in. So we pursue them with passion and persistence. And our students, our faculty, our staff, our alumni have all responded to that message. And so we really are on a mission to be a research one university. Remember, only 140 universities in America are R1, but we want to be the most distinct of all of those, and we want to create graduates who are ready for life.
Now, I'm told you came up with the term Southern Miss grit.
Well, I think Southern Miss grit has always existed, and those are just the words that I chose to put to it, and it seems to resonate with people. So,
well, I think it has.
Yeah.
It definitely has. And you mentioned the incoming class of freshmen. Mm-hmm. Just talk about how big it is for the university to continue growing in that aspect.
Yeah, it's absolutely critical. You know, when I began this work 40 years ago, about 60 or 70% of the cost of educating a student came from state appropriations and the rest from tuition. Mm-hmm. Today, you have to flip-flop that. So 70 to 80% comes from tuition. So, you know, to grow your revenue, to grow the institution, you've got to grow the student body. And you got to do that now in a market where there's a declining number of high school graduates. But that's nothing to deter us. It just means that we've got to beat the competition in our market and expand our markets. And we're doing that. We're the message is being so well received in Baton Rouge and the North Shore and New Orleans and Mobile, Baldwin County, the Florida Panhandle, Birmingham, and throughout Mississippi. So we're excited to welcome a record freshman class in the fall, we assume and we hope.
And every time I see you at sporting events, you're always pumping up the students or whatever.
Yeah.
They just love you. Can you talk about your popularity, too?
Well, I don't know about that, but I love the students, and I think they pick up on that. And, you know, you have to know that I spent 40 years of my career in direct service to students. Mm-hmm. So I was dean of students and vice president for student affairs. And you know, our students are our why. I mean, they're the core reason we exist. And they are to be respected. They're to be honored. They're to be encouraged. And you know, if I ever get a little weary or stressed, I just get out of the office, walk around, and just have random conversations with students on campus, and I feel better immediately.
I think one of my professors was going to do an April Fool's joke of you coming into the classroom and firing her in the middle of class. Dr. Green, you probably know her well.
I do. Kate Green was a legend. We're going to miss her.
Yes.
It probably wasn't going to be a good April Fool's joke.
she was so excited about it.
With social media today. But something came up and I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Paul, I want you to know how much we appreciate you being here. Have you got any thoughts about the tournament before we run out of time?
Well, I do. You know, I mean, we had such a great experience here last year and winning this whole thing. And we've got all the firepower to do it here. It just seems that Southern Miss kicks it up a notch when it comes to the postseason. So, you know, it's important with Billy Odom on the mound today that we get this first one and follow up with Nico and the bats come alive. And I expect to be here on Sunday.
Great pleasure, Dr. Paul.
Oh, yeah. Thank you all.
Thank you so very much.
Yes, sir.
Dr. Joe Paul, Super Talk Eagle Hour. More from Montgomery right after this.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back to Montgomery, Alabama. Special coverage of the Sun Belt Tournament sponsored by Genesis of Hattiesburg, Corner Market Food Stores, and by Southern Equipment and Parts in Laurel. We're very grateful to all of them. Bob Getty, Dima Mixon, Michael Mergens back at the studio, and we're overlooking right now the field. And let's see, Davis Gillespie has just hit a ball to a shortstop and is thrown out. So for the moment right now, Dima Mixon, pitching dominating early on.
Yeah, before Davis Gillespie just grounded out, looks like they're going to go review it. It was seven straight strikeouts between Coastal's pitcher, who is Waker. I don't know how to pronounce his name. And then obviously Billy Odom on the mound for Southern Miss. Waker did not give up a run in the peat when he came to Hattiesburg against the Golden Eagles. So pitching the forefront of everybody's mind right now, as you kind of want to see that if you're Southern Miss on your side for Billy to be mowing them down. But on their side, you would hope that you could get to their starter pretty quickly and get into that bullpen, especially since they've already played a game.
USM batting in the bottom of the second inning. Troy outlasted Appalachian State in the first game. I'm not so sure. That's not a little bit of an upset.
Yeah, man, App State, I think they jumped on them 4-0 early, and then Troy kind of rallied there. Both teams pitched three or four pitchers, so good news for whoever comes out of this game, because you're going to be going on a two, probably against a, you know, back half of the bullpen.
All right, they reviewed that play at first. They called Gillespie out, but Davis Gillespie figures to play a big role not only this weekend but in the remainder of the season. An outstanding, outstanding redshirt freshman out of Birmingham, Alabama. Had a chance to talk to Davis right, you know, before the tournament got underway. Here's what he had to say. Davis Gillespie on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Davis, we've just completed the regular season. It's tournament time. As a redshirt freshman, how much different do you feel right now than you did at the start of the year, as insofar as your confidence and your playing ability?
Yeah, I feel like I've learned a lot. There's been some growing pains, you know. That's going to happen, but through this process, you know, it's been fun to, you know, learn how to compete in this league, and it's been really fun.
You played several different positions. Is there anyone you don't really care, I'm going to guess?
No, yeah, anywhere. I'm willing to help the team.
You're part of a pretty potent bat lineup. You know, when you go down the front five batters, there's not an easy out. Having great hitters in front and back of you, how helpful is that to you?
It's awesome. You know, we started to feed off each other. I think that's where our success has come from here lately. You know, we've all found our groove, and then that makes us more dangerous as a whole because of that.
Rick Cleveland pointed out to me Tuesday night that the team lost 70% of its roster last year. A lot of young guys like you, everybody was really counting on coming through, and you have. I mean, this has pretty been a remarkable year when you stop and think about, you start to think about how many people were lost.
Yeah, we knew that we only had a few pieces left from last year, and you know, coming into it, we had to find our own identity, you know, put new pieces together. You know, as the year's gone along, I think we've done a really good job of finding guys that, you know, have done their job.
No question, and you've been a really big part of that. You got a lot of baseball left in front of your career. How happy are you, Davis, to be a part of the Golden Eagle baseball program?
Oh, I couldn't be more thankful. It's awesome here. You know, this might have been our last game here for this season, but we're not done yet. We got a lot left, and I'm so excited for it.
Have you gotten used to this raucous crowd that you play in front of every night?
Yeah, I think I've definitely gotten used to it, but you know, it's never the same. It's always keeping you on your feet, and it's awesome here.
How important is the crowd and the enthusiasm to you guys when you're here playing?
Yeah, we feed off of it. You know, other teams, I think they're not used to the environment that we have here, and that gives us maybe a little bit of advantage. But you know, we feed off of it. And we, you know, it's something that we look forward to every day.
I was watching you guys last night, and at one point late in the game, I counted 9 players on the field. Everyone will be back next year. That must make you pretty excited.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, can't look too far ahead in the future, but, you know, after this season's done, it'll be nice if we do have everyone back.
Are you coming back?
Oh, for sure. No doubt.
And we're glad to hear that. Good luck to you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Davis Gillespie, everybody. Matthew Russo batting now in the bottom of the second, 2 outs. Davis Gillespie, Dima, one magnificent-looking redshirt freshman.
Yeah, I mean, you think about where this team would be without him. I mean, and it's not even just what he's done from the plate. It's what he's done in the outfield when he's been out there. It's been what he did at first base for a while Matthew Russo was kind of taking a mental break, I guess is what you would say. He's been an essential piece, and I think you saw that in the fall when they had fall training and was able to get him going. You saw a lot of bombs at Pete Taylor Park. You've seen a lot of bombs. You haven't seen a lot recently, but he's sitting there with 6 home runs. He still has the power, and you know, I think they're going to be looking to him in this tournament to get him something. If he's playing in the cleanup position, he's got to give him some kind of production, and hopefully that stays to be the case.
All right, Russo has just grounded out to end the second inning. Matthew Russo, interesting player as well. Another freshman. I guess he is a freshman, correct, Russo? Am I wrong about that?
No, he's not a freshman.
He's a sophomore?
Yes.
Yeah. He's really made a lot of strides this year. He's really become, I think, a good glove and a productive guy at the plate.
Yeah. Yes, he's a sophomore. And, I mean, it actually mirrors a lot of what Dustin Dickerson did last year. It's not in the sense of what he did as a player and what he did for Southern Miss. But you remember last year, Dustin Dickerson started having this hot streak of home runs that everybody was like, what the heck is going on? Matthew Russo is on that streak right now. You know, his first home run was against Georgia State about 4 or 5 weeks ago, and now he's at 6. And so he's on that run, and he has a hot bat right now. I think I heard on the show that you recorded yesterday was he was batting something like .430 in the back half of the season. So really interesting, really critical piece. They need him to continue that dominance during the postseason. They're going to need every bat they can get.
2 innings in the books now. Nobody's even gotten on base. Does this in any way surprise you, alarm you, or please you?
It doesn't surprise me from Southern Miss's pitching side. I would have liked to see a little bit more effort to get on base from the Southern Miss batting perspective, but this is the tournament. These are young players. That's what everybody has to remember. This is their first time experiencing anything like this. The jitters are there. I would expect it 3 or 4 innings before they kind of settle in. But once they settle in, this is not a persistent starter from Coastal Carolina, so we'll see what happens. But I am a little surprised the Southern Miss hasn't been able to draw full counts. It seems like they're swinging at a lot of pitches.
Well, you're right about the youth of the team and this being their first tournament experience.
Yep.
See that as a problem?
I don't, and part of that is just because of what I was talking about on the show last week was the resilience of the team through several emotional games, especially the Ole Miss game and stuff like that. You are going to have moments where I really think you're going to look at, is the young pitching going to be ready for moments that will come up? Because there will be moments where they will come up and they will have to get some outs, and we'll see if that happens.
And the Coastal Carolina team, I mean, they have a great tradition, but they've been a team that has struggled away from their ballpark this year. That's an advantage, I think, if there is an advantage here today. that certainly is it's a positive for Southern Miss.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about the difference in this ball field and their ball field, I mean, it's night and day. And I think if you look at their away home run numbers as well, it's a night and day difference. We just saw a ball in the first inning that went basically to the warning track. Probably would have been out at their ballpark, but McIntyre was able to field it pretty well. So, yeah. You know, it's definitely an advantage for whoever plays them. It's why they don't generally win the Sun Belt Tournament, but they are still a very good offensive team, and you can't count them out.
So Dema Mixon is putting an asterisk by the number of home runs hit by Coastal Carolina. Is that correct?
I think you have to just because of their ballpark. I mean, I would say the same for Georgia State as well.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, if Southern Miss played in that ballpark, I think Lawson Odom had a home run in that game against
right.
Georgia State. I mean, Lawson Odom is not a guy you would think of having power, so...
How many home runs would Matt Waldner have hit had he played for Coastal Carolina?
I would say the same thing about the Georgia player, Charlie Cotton, whatever his name is. I would legitimately walk him if the bases were loaded if he was at Coastal Carolina and walk in a run because he would probably bunt it over the fence.
Yeah. We should point out, too, that Tuna did not start today.
Yes, he did not. Looks like some kind of wrist injury. He had some tape on his wrist. He was throwing the ball fine in warm-ups, but Slade's out there in right field right now. Maybe some sort of a pinch-hitting scenario. They might want to save him for next week. This matters, obviously, but next week really matters. And so we'll see what happens. It might be something where he just can't swing the bat. As Billy, man, he's at his, fifth strikeout right there? So
yeah, Billy owed him off to a red-hot start. And if you're a Golden Eagle fan, obviously you want to see that carry well into. Well, I wouldn't mind seeing him pitch the whole game. I'd be for that.
Hey, Tanner Hall did it last year.
Yeah, Tanner Hall sure did do it last year. You know, my wife and I ran into some guys from another team last year after that opener, and they had been here and watched Tanner Hall, and they didn't know us from Adam. And man, they started up in the elevator about, man, that Tanner Hall, he's awesome. Man, that guy's really, really good.
Yeah.
But he's gone.
He's gone.
He's not going to pitch this weekend.
He will not be pitching. There's about as good a chance as him pitching as me pitching.
Do you think if we snuck him in, anyone would notice?
I think they would.
We are in downtown Montgomery, a beautiful baseball stadium down here. It's the home of the Montgomery Biscuits, and this is the last year, as I understand, on the contract.
On the contract, yes.
Will it continue to be here? We don't know. All right, I'm going to bring a very special lady on next who accommodates all of us in the media. She's just a delightful person. You'll enjoy meeting her.
Okay.
As we continue our coverage of the 2024 Sun Belt Tournament sponsored by Genesis of Hattiesburg, Southern Equipment and Parts at Corner Market Food Stores. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's get right back to it from Montgomery, Alabama. I want to thank Dr. Joe Paul, obviously, for joining us on the show. We're really grateful to him for that. Ellen Rich, what a great, great lady, and just happy to have shared a little time with her. She makes life here very good, Dema, when you're covering baseball.
She really does. This is a nice suite. It's outside. We're kind of like reclined in these chairs. They're comfortable,
yeah.
And it's a pretty day. I don't know what we would do if it was raining, though, but I guess they wouldn't be playing.
I think you're probably right. Hey, this special coverage of the Sun Belt Tournament is sponsored by Corner Market Food Store, Southern Equipment and Parts, and one of my very favorite places, Genesis of Hattiesburg. Kevin Mullins manages that, and Kevin and I, through the years, I like to say we've become great friends, Kevin, and I hope that you feel the same way.
100%, Bob. It's great to be on the air with you today.
We sure appreciate you sponsoring this event. And, And I just want people to know how much you and Mr. Grubbs support and love Southern Miss. It's a real love affair, is it not, between Matt Grubbs and the Golden Eagles, Kevin?
Absolutely. From baseball to football to basketball, we try to sponsor and support everything we can because we like to give back to those that freely give to us.
Exactly right. Well, we brought the show down to your gorgeous new Genesis showroom, last month sometime. How are things going? I know you're really, really proud of that new facility.
We're extremely proud of it, and believe it or not, business is ahead of schedule so far, so that's a real positive. And it's just, I still get like a little kid when folks come in and they walk in here for the first time and their eyes open up. It's like they're at Disney World and seeing Mickey Mouse for the first time. It's just such a different environment that you'd walk into if you're typical, your dealership here in Hattiesburg, or really any business that you'd walk into.
Yeah, well, there's no question. I've been around a lot of car dealerships in my career. I've never seen a car dealership quite like yours. It's really, really unbelievable. And I guess you'd welcome people to come down and take a look at it, even if they weren't in the market for a car, right?
Come on in. We'll get you a water, get you an orange juice, an apple juice, some snacks, and we'll give you the 50-cent tour. It's no problem at all. It's definitely worth a visit, for sure.
All right, Dima Mixon is with me, Kevin, and we're going to educate him for a minute. Dima, Kevin and I are long-suffering Washington Redskin fans. Mm. Put in perspective how painful it can be, Kevin.
I haven't had a root canal yet, but I did have eye surgery 2 weeks ago, and I have 16 stitches in my right eye. If you could imagine that, and then add about 10 times to that, that is the sheer, unadulterated agony that I feel as a Washington football fan. I can't express it any different than that.
What do you think about that, Damon?
I've had some pretty bad experiences in my life with sports losses as well, but I couldn't imagine being I don't even know what they call themselves. The Commanders? Are they the Commanders?
They're the Commanders.
Yeah, Commanders.
That's what they're calling themselves today, yes.
Okay.
Today.
They're like Ole Miss. They have a different name every time they, go on the field.
Depends on which sport Ole Miss is playing, depends on their name.
That's right, Kevin. I've never thought about that. That's a great analogy. They are kind of like the Ole Miss Rebel Black Bears. I mean, they've just gone through a lot of different names, and that's us. But, I hear there may be another name change, Kevin. What do you think?
I think something's on the horizon. I think they're going to bring, if they don't change the name, I think they're going to start incorporating, some feathers and things like that, to keep the heritage around and maybe what some people view as a less offensive fashion, if it was offensive at all. I think there was Daniel Snyder he really changed that name because the NFL had him in a bind, and he figured changing the name would have saved them, but no, they still forced him to sell the team. And I think that was his last-ditch effort in order to try to hang on to the team as a saving grace. And I don't think it worked for him, and I'm still glad it didn't work for him. I'm not a huge fan of the name Commanders. Really, I just want him to win a football game. I don't care what you call
it. That'd be great. But Michael Mergens is with us. He understands. He's a Bears fan. And that's about as bad as being a Redskin fan.
Michael. And we've been doing it longer.
Yeah. I got a trivia question for you guys. And don't Google this while I got you on the air. The Denver Broncos. Who is their all-time playoff-winning quarterback that they drafted?
Michael, I'll give you first shot.
I really don't know.
You know, Dima?
I don't know a Broncos quarterback to save my life other than Peyton Manning.
Now, who would that be?
Tim Tebow.
You're right about that. Took him to the second round of the playoffs, didn't he?
He did.
He did.
He sure did.
And he's the only one.
Sure
he's the only one. He's their leading playoff winner that was actually drafted by them. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. Well, listen, Kevin, thank you for that. And most of all, thank you for sponsoring our event here today. We're grateful to you for that, man. We appreciate all you do.
No problem. And let me know next time when I follow Joe Paul, man. That's a big act to follow. I don't want to do that.
Okay. Kevin Mullins, everybody. All right, Demer, real quick update on the ball game, and then we'll lock out for the day.
Dalton McIntyre got the first hit of the game. Of course, an infield single. Two outs. Gillespie up trying to get him home.
All right, Demer and I back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Two full hours. Jeremy McClain kicks the show off with us tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Go Eagles. We'll talk to you soon. Until next time, Southern Miss
to the
top.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.